Welcome to the Jennings Wire online magazine podcast series, where we feature interviews with top authors and experts. My name is Stacey Amaral Kaufman. I'm the radio director of Annie Jennings PR, the national firm behind the online feature magazine sensation, JenningsWire.com, a community of bloggers that share their personal experiences and wisdom gained throughout their lives. There's nothing like it on the web, and we invite you to visit JenningsWire.com to discover the blogger that is just right for you. And today's guest is Sue Frederick. She's an intuitive, and she's also a best-selling author who draws upon dreams, ancient numerology, powerful intuition, and conversations with spirits to help clients achieve meaningful lives. We'll be talking today with Sue about her latest book, Bridges to Heaven, True Stories of Loved Ones on the Other Side. So welcome, Sue.
Well, it is so fun to be here with you.
It's completely our pleasure. We love talking about the other side. It's so fascinating. Everyone is, you know, thinking of what happened, where are my departed loved ones? Can they talk to me? Is there a dream I'm having that I see them, and are they really out there reaching out? So I know that this is your life's work and this is what you do. So a lot of people really wonder, you know, can you actually truly communicate with the other side? And can anyone do this? Can we all develop this ability to reach out or to listen and receive messages?
Well, those are all great questions, and that's exactly what everyone wants to know when they've lost someone they love, because their big question is, where did they go? Can I connect with them? Do they still exist anywhere? And I can tell you from my lifetime journey, I am 100% positive that, yes, they are just crossing into another realm that's as close to us as the clothes are that we're wearing are to our skin. And that if we simply shift our perception, basically from our left brain logic mind to our right brain intuitive mind, we can feel them and sense them and have conversations with them, which is important if we're grieving.
So you're saying just shift your perception. Now, how do you go from your left brain to your right brain?
Right.
How do you go to your more intuitive brain?
That's kind of a silly thing to just tell people, oh, just shift your perception.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, I teach a whole technique around that, and that's what the book Bridges to Heaven is about how do we quiet our mind, and a basic first step is meditation, and it doesn't matter what your religious beliefs are. Meditation is just a practice of quieting the monkey mind. And as we quiet down that monkey mind with meditation, then we can start to ask a direct question to a departed loved one, call them in with love. For example, my husband Paul died in 1980. And even, you know, today, if I have a problem or something, I can still feel his presence sometimes. And I'll just sit down, meditate, quiet my mind, and then go, hey, Paul, what do you think I should do about such and such? And he gives me clear answers that come as feelings, impressions, visions. And I'll go, okay, thanks. And I get great counseling and healing from him. And everyone who's lost someone they love has that departed one on the other side there trying to guide them and help them and offer healing words for them if they can listen.
Now, Sue, do you feel that was right? You led me right into the next question. Do you feel as if a lot of times we just block that out? We block out their attempts to communicate with us, and how do we unblock it?
Well, you know, as children, we're all very open to that other realm, and we're all very intuitive, and we have usually experiences as a child that scare us because we don't understand them, especially in our culture, because we don't have any way to frame that. Like, our parents don't go, oh, don't worry, that's just grandpa, he's saying hello. You know, usually they go,
right,
oh, that didn't really happen, ignore that. And so we learn to shut it down and ignore it or to be afraid of it. And so we just quickly start dismissing all of those impressions we're getting from the other realms, all the intuitive guidance we're getting, and dismissing it as unreal and irrelevant. And then we become more and more logical as we grow up. And especially when we get into our 20s and we're picking careers and everybody says, well, you should get an MBA so you can make a living. And we get more and more left brain dominated. And pretty soon, all of that intuitive, natural ability to sense what's beyond the seen world, you know, we've completely let go of our ability to remember that. But daily meditation, sitting down, sending love out to the departed, asking for guidance, that always brings us some feeling, some answer, some clarity. And the more we do it, the better we get at it.
With anything, right? I mean, that's kind of the story of anything that you want to do. You gotta keep at it. It doesn't just happen for people. Now, what would be a good starting point? Now, you talked about meditation, but you know, if you're deciding that you really want to open yourself up to receive communication and signs and those sorts of things, what are typical ways that our departed loved ones reach out to us? What are some signals that we can be aware of and recognize and be conscious of in our day-to-day lives that say, hey, you know, someone has a message for us?
Well, you know, in my book, I wrote a lot of people's stories just like that. So, for example, one woman was telling the story. She lost her mom, and her mom always collected arrowheads when she went hiking and would always find them. Mm-hmm. And this person, the daughter, never found them when she was hiking. And right after her mom died, she was out hiking, and right in the middle of a trail facing her, clear as day, was an arrowhead. And she acknowledged that mom had placed that there to remind her that mom was still around. And our loved ones on the other side, they will do little things like that as little signs to show us that they are present. You know, you turn on the radio and that song is playing that was your song with that person. And you open a book to a certain page and his name is on that page. And those things are never coincidence. There's no such thing as random events in our universe. They are always a message from the divine telling us, hey, the physical world is not all there is. I'm still here. I'm still around you. And our pain of loss can cause us to shut down and block that out. But once we realize that they're still available to us, it helps ease our pain and open our heart, which is what we need to do for healing.
Now, this leads us right into what your basic message is, and this is what I want to leave with our listeners, that you want to say, or you tell people, that the pain of grief, it's meant to open our hearts, just like you just said, mm-hmm. and strengthen our connection to the divine, inspire us to accomplish our soul's greatest mission. I mean, that's pretty big and profound. what do you exactly mean by that? And again, what would you like to leave with our listeners today, Sue?
Well, grief is the greatest pain we can feel here on earth, and it wakes us up. It makes us ask the good questions. Who am I? Why am I here? What is my purpose? What exists beyond the physical world? And when you're asking those questions, you are really getting powerful and clear about what you're here to do with your life. Your greatest work is offering to the world what you wish had been offered to you in your moment of greatest pain. So in your grief, you are seeing a new way of looking at the world and why you're here and how you can offer your gifts to the world through your work.
Well, Sue, again, great information, life-changing information, and that's what we love about these JenningsWire.com podcasts, is that, you know, we are a vehicle for people such as yourself to get that message out there, because, you know, everyone needs to hear a little different story sometimes, and you never know when you can inspire someone to make some changes in what they're doing to help with life-changing events. And again, like you said, the pain and the grief, and how they can use it as a catalyst. So again, Sue, thank you so much.
Thanks,
I
so
really
much.
Appreciate you being here. And to learn more about Sue Frederick and all of her books, including her latest book, you can visit her at suefrederick.com. And that is S-U-E. F as in Frederick, R-E-D-E-R-I-C-K, SueFrederick.com. And of course, that latest book is Bridges to Heaven, True Stories of Loved Ones on the Other Side. So thanks again, Sue. We really appreciate it.
Thank you. It was a pleasure.
And this podcast is presented by Annie Jennings of the national publicity firm Annie Jennings PR, the creator of JenningsWire Online Magazine, a diverse community of talented, insightful, and relevant bloggers that share helpful and perhaps even life-changing posts and podcasts such as this one. So please enjoy much, much more on JenningsWire.com and discover bloggers that could be perfect for you. Thanks again. Till next time.